Government to pursue strategies to maintain downward trend in violent crimes and deployment of personnel at the JCF's Protection Division being reviewed. These stories and more in this week's edition of House Matters. Welcome and thanks for joining us. The government will be pursuing several strategies to maintain the long-term downward trend in serious and violent crimes in Jamaica. In a statement to the House of Representatives on Tuesday, Minister of National Security Peter Bunting said the recent spike in murders can be attributed almost entirely to an increase in murders in the St. Catherine North Division.
The security forces are responding operationally to the gang situation in St. Catherine North. And in so doing, we will employ the approaches that worked in 2014.
The strategies, he says, include targeting violence producers, dominating critical hotspots, prioritizing forensic and investigative resources to the area, and drying up the funding sources for criminal organizations. Minister Bunting says social intervention strategies will follow once the situation is normalized, adding that for the month of January to date, there is an average 3.2 murders per day compared with 2.7 per day for all of 2014.
If this rate continues, we could see the month ending with approximately 100 murders. However, let me point out that even in 2014, we had 2 months with murders above 100. So this really points to the randomness in how these crimes occur and to demonstrate that while we need to be concerned, we need not be unduly alarmed at this time.
Also on Tuesday, Minister Bunting told parliamentarians that the deployment of personnel at the VIP Protection Division of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, the JCF, is being reviewed. He noted that with a total of 544 personnel, the VIP Protection Division is among the largest units in the JCF, assigning approximately 50% of its staff as close protection officers, CPOs, to protect 172 officials, including cabinet ministers, parliamentarians, judges and magistrates, and holders of some public offices. This significant deployment, he said, must be balanced against the reality that there are several police stations unable to adequately cover their police districts. Mr. Bunting noted that over many years, the JCF has deviated from the criteria for the assignment of CPOs to VIPs, resulting in a considerable growth in the VIP Protection Division.
Currently, a review of the CPO assignments is underway, and it is based primarily on security threat and risk assessments of the VIPs being protected. Several observations have already been made, including that some VIPs are going to many events without their CPOs.
The National Security Minister notes that on completion of the current risk threat assessments, CPOs will be assigned based on need.
Except for the Governor General, the Prime Minister, Cabinet Ministers, the Leader of the Opposition and former Prime Ministers, all the assignment of CPOs will be based on recommendations informed by the threat assessment.
And recruitment for the Ministry of Education's High School Diploma Equivalency Program is currently underway. This has been done in collaboration with the Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning and is a direct response to the growing demand for education and skills training for the adult population.
Every Jamaican in need of upgrading of his or her educational levels should be encouraged to avail themselves of the opportunities of this literacy renaissance. We invite students who don't know the letters of the alphabet or cannot read the road signs or their own name to come just as they are. We invite those who are literate but who never went beyond primary school or junior high schools.
Minister of Education, Reverend Ronald Thwaites. He was speaking in Parliament Tuesday. The ministry is targeting 7,500 student participants for enrollment in the 2015-2016 year. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time when we look at what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.